two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live coverage, the U.S. Capitol protest on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds. 43 degrees, KSL's top story. State and federal law enforcement groups are gearing up to protect state houses after reports of protests being planned in every state. The FBI says they're looking into social media posts to see if people are hoping to start problems here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Federal investigators say they do not have any specific or substantiated threats to Salt Lake City, but still, the violent protest at the Capitol has them gearing up for possible problems.
We got a heightened posture here at the FBI, carrying through the weekend and inauguration on the 20th.
FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge Dave Fitzgibbon says they don't want to interfere with people's rights to protest peacefully, but they still have to look at each possible threat on a case-by-case basis to see if it's actually criminal.
We work very closely with our U.S. Attorney's Office on the statutes. And where that line is drawn, sometimes it could be a gray line.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Governor Spencer Cox says it won't take much for him to deploy the National Guard this weekend if planned protests get out of hand. Governor Cox says he respects people's First Amendment rights, but
we want to make it very clear that the Constitution only protects your rights to gather peaceably, and that there will be zero tolerance for any violence whatsoever, any property destruction.
The governor says all measures will be taken to keep the Capitol complex secure. Meantime, so far, no units of the Utah National Guard have been sent to Washington, D.C. That's according to Lieutenant Colonel Jamie Thomas, who says they're monitoring the situation in D.C. ahead of the inauguration. Utah's National Guard says they will support other troops if called and needed. Congressman John Curtis is revealing a threatening message left taped to his office door today. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has the story.
Curtis was on MSNBC and asked how he's feeling about his safety. That's when he held up a paper with his picture on it. The eyes turned to skulls and it said, quote, wanted for treason for resisting the true electoral victor, Trump.
I was taped to my office door just a few minutes ago. And it's in reference to me not supporting the objection to the articles of impeachment.
Curtis says he and his colleagues are concerned for their safety, but later tweeted, this doesn't make him fearful or angry. It makes him sad for the divisiveness in our country. The Capitol has had heightened security since a group of protesters broke in last week. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Okay, national security officials have just laid out their plans to protect the nation's capital next week during the inauguration. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Vice President Pence and federal emergency management officials ensuring Americans that their newly elected officials will be safe during next week's inauguration activities.
I imagine the question in everybody's mind is, why is it we think that what happened on January 6th can't happen again next week? And I would point very keenly to the level of planning and coordination we've been carrying out for more than 9 months.
FEMA, the FBI, and Secret Service will secure the nation's capital. The FEMA director is saying while they are confident in their efforts, they will remain on high alert. Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam has some advice for anyone who's thinking about coming to the area to start trouble.
You need to turn around right now and go home. You are not welcome here. and you're not welcome in our nation's capital. And if you come here and act out, Virginia will be ready.
The entire National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be closed on Inauguration Day. The measure is the latest step taken to prevent more violent protests. More than 20,000 National Guard troops have already been mobilized to protect the presidential swearing-in. And President-elect Biden is set to lay out his COVID-19 plan at about 5:15 our time. The president-elect has said getting the virus under control is his number one concern. Tonight, he will lay out his plan for doing so, as well as how to prop up the economy. The Associated Press reporting just a few minutes ago that the president-elect is unveiling a $1.9 trillion coronavirus plan to speed the vaccine rollout, steady the economy, and reopen schools. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And we'll carry President-elect Biden's remarks at about 5:15 this afternoon. Now, for an amber alert out of Price this afternoon, here's KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
This is an amber alert notification of a child abduction in Price, Utah, and police are asking for the public's help. The suspect is identified as 38-year-old Jacqueline Gardner, who is 5'8", 165 pounds, has blonde hair and blue eyes. The child is identified by police as an infant girl with blonde hair and brown eyes. Gardner is driving a red 1999 Volkswagen Jetta with Utah plate 2, G is in golf, W is in water, Z is in zebra. If you have any information, please contact Price Police at 435-636-3190 or simply dial 911. This has been an amber alert of a child abduction. Our next alert will be in 30 minutes.
Moving along, KSL News Time 3:05. Time for a quick check on traffic. Ricky Meese, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff. It's a rough start to the drive because we have emergency traffic, and it's on southbound I-15 in Weber County. Delays, and that's due to an earlier crash approaching 5600 South Roy on southbound I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Man, Ricky, that's a rough start to
the afternoon rush, right? Don't shoot the messenger.
Coming up, you'll hear about a company stuck with the most unfortunate name ever. My minute of news is on the way next day here.
You missed the boat that day he left the shack.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.